This is Raleigh Burley covering the March for Science here in Carbondale for KDNK News on Earth Day, Saturday, April 22nd.
My name is Bill Spence, and I'm a retired research scientist, an Earth scientist, and today is very meaningful to me, particularly with the current administration. I'm probably not going to hire a science advisor in the White House, which is appalling to me, and also the man that vowed to take down the EPA is now head of it. How ironic. Where are we going, and how are our streams and airs going to be kept clean?
I'm Joanne Gimeno, and I'm here because I believe in the scientific method. I'm a nurse who has a Bachelor of Science in Nursing, and I just want to support scientists and funding for scientific research because scientists seek reality. They find the answers to many difficult problems and the truth about life.
My name is Mark Weinhold, and I'm a hydrologist for the Forest Service in town. A hydrologist is all about water, water, water. So water quality and water quantity are all affected by things we do as human beings. So I'm all about looking out for that.
I'm Nancy Levendahl. I'm marching because I think that the ideas this administration has for the EPA absolutely doesn't recognize that science is a search for fact and understanding of our world. I don't want science to be politicized.
Sure, I'm John Norton. The current administration has brought a lot of things to mind, getting people to wake up a little bit. What kind of a people are we in the United States? We did take all these things for granted in the past, and perhaps we won't again for quite a while, and I believe there'll be a total turnaround of social consciousness in this country as a result of the changes that have happened recently, and we'll become a better country for it.
Hi, yeah, Mark Wolf. Science is really important. I think it's really important to come out here for this kind of a cause. You know, Earth Day is a good time for us all to remember that, you know, we only have one planet. I think slashing EPA budget, slashing regulations for clean air, clean water is just absolutely asinine. It's a beautiful day and a lot of beautiful people, and people taking action for what's important.
I'm joined now by Maura Masters, the organizing force behind this march.
I'm Maura Masters. I'm the editor of AliceTheMag.com, online magazine by, for, and about women. We might as well march and create awareness. And for Alice, we create awareness of women on this planet being well taken care of and healthy and happy. So today was sort of the warm-up for next week, which I think we had a good crowd here today, about 175 people, and, you know, men, women, children, dogs. Next week's march is Alice March for the Environment. Both today and next week were sister marches to larger national marches that are going around the country. Today, for example, the Science March, we're one of 600 around the world. You know, we're proud to be part of this huge momentum and campaign to take a look at what's going on in our planet, what's going on in our government, how one affects the other, and, you know, having our voices heard.
For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.